Hello and welcome to the 16th episode of Worldview Central Bank Insights. I'm your host, Reagan Masong, a freshman at the Wharton School of Finance, and it is my pleasure to guide you through another exploration of the largest stories regarding global financial dynamics over the past week. In today's discourse, we'll begin by discussing how the Fed will most likely hold off on rate cuts as inflation worries rise, then to how it seems that the ECB will alternatively probably have a rate cut soon, then lastly to Pakistan's $1 billion repayment. Yeah, so to begin, Federal Reserve officials are increasingly cautious about cutting interest rates, citing concerns about persistently high US inflation. This cautious stance is influencing expectations for monetary policy easing both in the US and abroad. The Fed President of New York, John Williams, stated that there is currently no clear need to adjust monetary policy in the very near term, reflecting a sentiment that's echoed by other Fed officials. Up in Boston, the Fed President Susan Collins highlighted that recent data suggests it may take more time than previously thought to gain greater confidence in inflation's downward trajectory, emphasizing the strength of the labor market as a factor reducing the urgency to ease policy. Inflation has, as I've said earlier, proven to be more persistent than anticipated, and this really complicates the Fed's path back to the 2% annual target. Despite, you know, the current cautious stance, as highlighted by both Collins and Williams, you know, they believe that rate cuts will eventually be necessary, with, you know, Collins suggesting that they could come later this year. Williams also noted that recent inflation bumps were not expected, and that any surprises were related to how quickly price pressures eased last year. So yeah, overall, the Fed's current stance reflects a very careful approach to monetary policy, balancing the need to address inflation concerns with the broader economic context. Next, to the European Central Bank, the ECB, they have strongly hinted at a rate cut at its next policy meeting in June, signaling a divergence from the United States, where I just mentioned how inflation remains relatively high. The ECB kept rates unchanged for the fifth consecutive time, but indicated that if incoming data supported the view of a sustainably lower inflation path, they would consider easing their policy stance. The president of the ECB stated that they would have more data in June to determine if inflation is returning to target in a sustained manner. Some members of the governing council were ready to lower rates at the current meeting, but the majority did prefer to wait for more information. Inflation in the Eurozone is expected to fluctuate around current levels before declining to the ECB's target next year. The focus for them still remains on core inflation, and it slowed to 2.9% in March, which, however, is still higher than expected. Ms. Lagarde, the ECB president, highlighted that inflation in the services sector is still high, indicating persistent price pressures. Wage pressures in the Eurozone are gradually moderating, with companies absorbing some of the higher wage costs in their profits rather than passing them on to customers. Investors anticipate three rate cuts for the ECB this year, with the first expected in June. And yeah, finally, let's move on to Pakistan, where their central bank has announced the repayment of $1 billion in Eurobonds, a scheduled payment made ahead of the country seeking a long-term bailout from the IMF, the International Monetary Fund. The bond, which was issued in 2014, matured this month, and the payment was made to the Asian bank for the distribution to bondholders. Pakistan has been facing challenges such as a balance of payments crisis, record inflation, and steep currency devaluation. These issues emerged after an IMF standby arrangement helped avert a sovereign default. Their finance minister is set to leave for Washington to attend the IMF World Bank Spring Meeting, where negotiations for Pakistan's 24th long-term IMF bailout will commence. The IMF standby arrangement of $3 billion, secured by Islamabad last summer, expired recently. The final tranche of $1.1 billion is expected to be released after the IMF board meets later this month. Pakistan and the IMF have been discussing a longer-term bailout to support necessary policy reforms aimed at reducing deficits, building up reserves, and managing debt. IMF chief Kristalina Georgieva mentioned that Pakistan is in talks for a potential follow-up program, indicating ongoing discussions between the country and the IMF regarding future financial assistance and reforms. So yeah, in conclusion, we began by discussing how the Fed will most likely hold off on rate cuts as inflation worries do rise a bit in the US. Then we talked a little bit about how it seems as though the European Central Bank will probably have a rate cut soon, with about 3 priced in for this year. And lastly, to Pakistan's $1 billion repayment. As we continue to live throughout this financial landscape, the ripples of change will definitely continue being felt across economies worldwide. So yeah, that's a wrap for this week's Central Bank Roundup. If you have topics you want me to dive into or thoughts on today's podcast, let me know anytime. You'll find all of my contact details in the show notes. Until next time, thank you.